我们今天所要正道的讲题是耶和华岂有难成的事，创世纪第十八章第一到十五节。我们上个星期看到神命令亚伯拉罕行这隔离的仪式，这隔离的仪式是代表神把他的子民分开拣选在他们的肉体上做一个记号，说他们已属于神的子民。We saw last week the circumcision that was commanded of God for Abraham and his family, so that they would be considered his own children. And this circumcision was done for the sake of identifying God's people. 那在这新约的时代，我们用洗礼来做隔离，就是洗礼代表我们拣选神的拣选的子民在众人面前就是做一个见证，说他们已经属于基督耶稣，他们的罪已经被赦免。In the New Testament, the baptism is the circumcision without hands that we have learned last week to signify a people separated unto God. And Abraham was given a promise that God would make for him a people, and yet he had no child. 神对亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子的承诺说他们会生一个儿子，不过到现在这事情还是没有不是还没有发生。那这第十八节，第十八章，第一到十五节，就说到耶和华通过三个人，在亚伯拉罕面前显现，告诉他说一年后他会生一个儿子。那这故事是很奇妙的因为亚伯拉罕他在这时候已经很老了，99岁，他的妻子也89岁。 At this time Abraham is already 99 years old and the wife is 89 years old, and so they have passed the age of childbearing. It is impossible, physically impossible, for this to happen. And the Lord came to him and said to him that God will do this to fulfill his promise. Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. 神要我们知道神对我们的应许是不改变的， 他有这个能力啊，做他所应许的事情啊。耶稣说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。如果我们仰望神，跟随神，走他的义路，那我们可以知道说，他对我们的应许，他对我们的应许是不改变的，不改变的。那他的能力他的能力是真的是无限的。God wants us to know that as we commit our lives to Him, you see God fulfilling His promise to take care of us. As we surrender our lives to God, you see God showing forth His ability to care for us, to help us, to fend for us, to defend us, so that we indeed have not a misplaced trust, but we have a sure hope in our Lord. And here in this text, 在这经节就告诉我们神耶和华的来到亚伯兰的家通过三个使者告诉他说这孩子要诞生的。第一节说，耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人在面前站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑出来迎接他们，俯伏在地。那这希伯来书第十三章第二节说，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。Our text in Genesis chapter 18 tells us that the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plain of Mamre while he was sitting at the door, tent door, in the heat of the day. And he lifted his eyes and he saw three men that stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 13 verse 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for hereby some have entertained angels unawares. The hospitality of Abraham toward these three strangers sent by God was a picture that gives us what God will do for us in everyday situation to guide us towards His will. And we, as His people, would well receive this news of God's counsel for us through men that God sent into our lives. these three men came, and Abraham showed kindness to them, accorded them due respect and honor, and he was simply doing what he thought it was the good thing to do, it was the loving thing to do, the right thing to do, to help someone in need, right? Those who are travelers in the desert area oftentimes need shelter. It's not like the places that we have here where, you know, along the areas are lined with hotels and inns and places of accommodation. Strangers needed the hospitality of residents in the area that they passed by in order to help them along in their journey. So this was what Abraham was doing. He was not only a kind man towards his own relatives. He was kind to help Lot. Later on we will see in this chapter. But he was also kind to help the people whom he does not know. And God wants us to do so too in the same way. As Paul said to Timothy, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." And here you see he could understand that these are not robbers. he was able to, in a way, take a risk in that sense to receive them to his to himself and prepared a good meal for them to receive them. Well, it was God's visitation that came upon Abraham at that time. Son, Yehuwa, Ta 来到了这曼利橡树那里亚伯拉罕住的地方来亲近他那亚伯拉罕就对他们说我主第三节我若在你眼前蒙恩求你不要离开仆人往前去 容我拿点水来，我们你们洗洗脚，在树下歇歇息，歇息，再拿一点，我再拿一点饼，他也预备了一只牛肚来，让他们歇着。 带拿了牛油牛奶，让他们能够吃饱，那吃饱后，他们就问他，你的妻子在哪里？哎，为什么他们会问这个问题呢？ Why did the three men after having a good meal ask to Abraham, where is your wife? How did they know that? Because Sarah all this time was inside. Well, the account given to us here is that Abraham did not know that this man was sent of God to reveal to him the next stage of God's plan for his life. You see how God leads us step by step in our lives, right? 24 years. Now, that day, he did a lot of hard work, cooking, preparing the food for these three people. And there, these three men is going to answer his long-awaited or almost foregone conclusion, right, concerning the possibility of having a child. But God was still on the throne, and he was there to show us that he has not forsaken his people. His promises has not been forgotten, and his care for us has not diminished in any way. And so in this account, we see the three men coming to inform Abraham the impossible, that he's going to have a child. And so here is described for us this impossible account, verse 11. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be Sarah after the manner of women. Verse 11. So Yapola han her Sala Nienti Lao Mai Sala the Yue Jing Yi Duan Jue Le. 就是没办法生产. 不过第13节, 这里, 耶和华, it's interesting that the account tells us that it was the Lord who spoke to Abraham through one of the men. And so God came, and God himself addressed Abraham. You know, there are some times in our walk with God whereby we see it's as if the cause is lost. It's as if the way ahead is well, it's an impossibility. But if it's the will of God, then it will be fulfilled. And we are called of God to wait upon him, to trust him, to do our duties. That's what Abraham did. He did what he can to help the three strangers. And there, God revealed to him concerning the fulfillment of the future that God has promised him. What a long wait. And yet, God did not miss out one word of his promise toward Abraham. As we grow older, you find that life reaches a stage whereby you realize that death and disease and destruction comes our way. And what do we do? Well, we take hold of the promise of God, the promise that One day he would give to us a new body. He would make for us a life that he has promised to fulfill. And we are to wait upon him and to see his promises fulfilled before our eyes. So as we see the account of Abraham and what happened in his life, God, true to his promise, it must also encourage our hearts to trust God, to see that his ways are better than our way. Sometimes we cannot understand why he would bring us the journey that we would go, but we can say and conclude, right, that indeed it is God that he, in his power and in his mercy, cause the impossible to happen. Just like Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 fishes fed 5,000. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And have we been praying and seeking God for those things that we thought we would plead with God for mercy, that he may accord us? Well, let us not give up and continue to trust him, to seek him as we bring our petitions to him. God, by his mercy, will fulfill his good will as we rest upon him. Amen.